This show was first broadcast on Free FM 89.0, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access radio station. For more information on our station and our wide range of programs, visit freefm.org.nz. Podcasting. It's easier than you think, and Free FM has everything you need, from help with initial planning right through to hosting and delivery across popular podcast platforms. Our content creators are just ordinary people delivering engaging weekly podcasts and radio shows on all sorts of issues that affect them, their communities, and our society. We're really keen to support new content by, for, and about a wide range of community groups and issues. Interested? Go to freefm.org.nz or see our Facebook page to find out more.
Lay your head down on my shoulder, don't hold it in your hands. Tell me all your troubles and I'll try to understand. I know your heart's still tender and I know that it still hurts. But things can only get better when it seems they can't get any worse.
Hello and welcome to the Fighting Stigma Show here on Free FM 89.0, independent community media, and also on Arrow FM and the Wairarapa, Raglan Community Radio, Otago Access Radio, and Radio Kidnappers. So hello everyone, I'm your host today, Vanessa, so I'm really happy to be in the studio chatting to you today. I'm going to be talking all about boundaries and how we set boundaries, how it's really important, especially coming up to Christmas time, because I know kind of Christmas is what, like 1 month and 4 days away? Can I count right? And it's like sometimes actually how we set things up, how we work with our boundaries for ourselves and with other people, how we deal with expectations, both our own and other people's, can make a big, big difference for how we enjoy and how much stress and tension happens around Christmas time. But before I get into all that juiciness, I want to have a quick chat about our sponsor, Progress to Health. Progress to Health believes in creating communities without barriers, and to achieve that we tailor supports to adults experiencing mental health and or disabilities based on their goals to encourage recovery, independence and community involvement. Progress to Health has teams that provide peer support, recovery education, workshops, employment preparation and support, including navigation with other services. Service users are allocated a community support facilitator on referral depending on their goals to mental recovery and achievement. We have offices in Hamilton, Tokoroa and New Plymouth. So if that sounds like something you or someone you know might be interested in and you are in the Waikato DHB region, Taranaki or Taupō, then have a listen to this ad I'm about to play for Progress to Health and get in touch with us.
At Progress to Health, we provide a range of support for those who have experienced mental illness. People who have dealt with mental illness and associated disabilities are supported holistically to maximise their potential. We want to empower your journey to recovery. Check out our website, www.progresstohealth.org.nz, or call us free on 0800 77 57 57.
Now, don't stress if you missed any of those contact details or phone numbers for Progress to Health. I do play the ad again at the very end of the show. So between now and then, if you didn't manage to grab those the first time around, grab a pen and paper while you're listening, and you'll be able to note those down at the end. Because like maybe you're in one of those areas like Hamilton, Taupō, Taranaki, so New Plymouth, Tokoroa, anywhere kind of in the Waikato region, or maybe Taupō. If you're thinking that some help from Progress to Health for yourself or someone you know might be a good idea, grab a pen and paper so you can write down that phone number at the end of the show. So as I said, I'm going to talk about boundaries, because one of the things I was realizing today is that a lot of times around this time of year, the stress and anxiety and worry and low mood all comes from around Christmas time, around expectations. It's around a lot of times around what we think we should be doing or what others say we should be doing. And sometimes it's like I hear the terms like it's always been that way, or that's what I have to do, or that's what my family always does. And it's actually sometimes it stems from where are our boundaries? What boundaries have we put in place? And what boundaries have kind of just come about that we didn't actually think through and realize the consequences of? And have we realised that actually we can change our boundaries? It takes a bit more work sometimes, because actually quite often people get really used to where things, like how things are going to be. So changing stuff can be really hard. So if you're not 100% sure exactly what boundaries are, so personal boundaries are guidelines, rules, or limits that a person creates to identify reasonable, safe, and permissible ways for other people to behave towards them and how they will respond when someone passes those limits. So it's around like, it's time, money, personal space, friendship, like what's okay, what's not okay. And what happens is sometimes people talk about boundaries being unspoken, which a lot of the times they are, but it can be really important to realize that we do need to speak our boundaries. We do need to say, hey, it's not okay for you to eat off my plate. You can't just help yourself to my food. I'm not someone who shares food. Or you could say, hey, I'm totally happy for you to share my food. I really like it if you say, hey, could I try some chips, or can I have such and such, and then we'll share. It's about sharing what is important, what works for you, what doesn't work for you, what is permissible, what makes you happy, what makes you unhappy, what makes you feel disrespected, and what makes you feel respected. And the thing that I find around Christmas time is that so often people have these expectations, and they feel that other people's expectations trump their, or beat their boundaries. And it doesn't, which sounds a little bit dismissive, but it's actually kind of like, I have this real thing about, yes, we can get really, really caught up in our head about the fact that actually, no, the way it's always been done is this, or everyone thinks I should do this. It's like, yeah, but does that make you unhappy? Is that how you would actually want to do it? Like, if you actually have a boundary that you don't like having other people in your house, or you don't like sharing food, having that someone else says no, that the way we're going to do Christmas and how it's always been done is that we go to this person, your house, and you share food with us, that doesn't make it okay. Like, it's, and it also, what happens is setting boundaries and forcing boundaries and upholding boundaries, it can be really hard. It can be really confronting, and it can be really difficult if you have low self-esteem and low self-confidence, which a lot of times we do. When you're experiencing a mental health issue, quite often your self-esteem is really low. Your self-confidence is like at an all-time low. And quite often what happens, we have low mood. So we have less motivation, less kind of oomph in our life. And so what happens is then upholding boundaries and saying, hey, actually, I'm not comfortable with that, is really difficult or feels almost impossible. So the thing is, when that stuff happens, especially around Christmas, when we're like, wow, everyone says this is the way it's supposed to be, aren't I just being a poopy? Like, I'm just being really bad if I try and actually say no, right? No, you're not. But it's really easy to see how we can get ourselves into that state. We can get to the point where we don't know how to say no. We don't know how to say, this is what I want to happen. Because between the expectations of others, our expectations, kind of maybe the traditions and history of how things have been done in your family or around your friends, and also our mood and our stress levels and our anxiety levels, it kind of like all that goes thrown into a pot to make this giant soup of distress and not happy. And it's not cool. And I don't wish it for anybody. And it would be really great if we can find a way to be able to speak up and say, hey, this is what I want. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play us a song. And when I come back, I'm going to talk a little bit about what are some ways to work out what your boundaries are around Christmas. What are your boundaries around personal space, time, money, expectations? And then kind of hopefully give you a few ideas about how, like, because you've got a month away. So what do we work out? Is it like a month and 4 days? So that gives a little bit of time to go, hey, if previously it's been like this, but now I actually want it to be this other way, like, you've got some time to kind of start putting it in place and try it out. But first of all, I'm going to play us a song. So I'm going to play us I Am Giant, Dead Flower, here on Fighting Stigma Show, Free FM 89.0.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the Fighting Stigma Show here on Free FM 89.0, independent community media. I'm your host today, Vanessa, and I'm talking all about boundaries around Christmas. How do we set expectations for ourselves and for other people that make us happy, that actually look after ourselves, that actually set things up so that we have as good a time as possible, right? So some of the things that can make Christmas really difficult is that, like, there's financial pressures, right? So you have an expectation of, like, we're supposed to actually buy a lot of things. We're supposed to have lots of food. We're supposed to have lots of alcohol. We're supposed to buy presents for everybody. We should have a new outfit for Christmas Day. Maybe you're supposed to travel somewhere. Like, there's an expectation for traveling, right? Maybe there's social pressures. Like, so maybe it's actually about, like, you feel that there's supposed to be lots of gatherings you're supposed to go to, or maybe there isn't any gatherings and, like, no one's inviting you to stuff. So you're kind of feeling like you're not actually getting involved. Maybe it's actually just all around kind of like what other people say or do. Maybe it's just the sheer fact of, like, going out supermarket shopping when everyone else is shopping and everyone's grumpy. And, like, how do we make that work with ourselves? Because actually that's not that fun and it's not that good. And we kind of have to work really hard to kind of think about what will make a good Christmas. And I'm not talking about just the Christmas Day, though just Christmas Day is important, but it could be that whole time frame, because there's quite a big thing about that there's actually, it's, how do I phrase this? It's actually not just a single day. It is actually a time of year. And I know, because we're like, what, how many? Third week of November? I guess end of third week of November. And what happens is that all the Christmas stuff's already starting. Right, and I know a lot of people talk about the 1st of December as, like, it starts becoming Christmas time, and it's such become a huge cultural thing, a big social thing, that Christmas time is a particular thing. And it's about working out, what does that mean for you? Are you Christian? So it's actually all about going to church, it's going to maybe you're Catholic, it's going to Mass. Maybe it's about being around family. Maybe it's around getting really cool presents. Maybe it's about giving really good presents. Maybe it's about quiet time, because no one expects you to go out on Christmas Day. You can just stay home and turn off the phone and you're fine. Like, what do you want Christmas to be like for you? Because the thing is when you're wanting to set boundaries or set expectations with others, it's really important to know what you want, right? And sometimes that's really hard. Sometimes we don't know. We just know we want not this thing, right? So you start from that point. That's actually great. Like, you can start from that point. It could be that, actually, I don't want it to be at my house, and I don't want to be around lots of people, and I don't want to buy a present for every single person for whatever reason, whether it's too stressful, you don't have enough money, maybe you have my issue where I can't buy good presents for people. I'm really bad at buying presents. So I really wish I was better. I have some friends that have set the bar very, very high, so I find it a little difficult. But it's like, whatever the reason, like, you work out for yourself what it is you want it to look like. So if it's, you don't want to have a Christmas gathering at your house, but there seems to be an expectation from others that that's what's going to happen, you can set a boundary and say, no, I'm starting now. I'm not having people come to my house for big gatherings unless I choose to, unless I set it. And to be honest, there's every chance that actually you probably won't. So you don't even need to put that proviso in. You could just say, I'm not going to have big parties at my house. Right? And you need to give people warning, right? So they can find somewhere else. And if that has been something that has always happened, even if you haven't liked it for a long time, or you used to like it and now you don't and you want to change, for whichever reason, you don't have to justify yourself. You can let people know the reason if you want to, but you can just say, actually, yes, last year, the year before, last 5 years, we have had it at my house. This year, we are not. That is all there is. Like, did you guys still want to get together? If you do, where would you like to get together? And just hand it back to them. Because one of the things I have found that's, we get really, really caught up in around changing our boundaries is that it's really uncomfortable. And so we have this kind of gut reaction to, if it feels that uncomfortable and I feel a bit embarrassed, or I've done it in the past and I've had a really negative reaction, what happens is we have this kind of connotation to it that it's a bad or wrong, we shouldn't do it. And it's quite often not the case, especially around boundaries. When someone changes boundaries, the other people around them who that boundary change affects will generally react negatively in the first instance. Because even if the person is just like, they end up being like 2 minutes later completely fine with it, in the first instance, they're like, what? Why? What's going on? Because quite often we don't recognize why there could be a reason for it to change, right? Because normally if we feel like we're actually doing something nasty to someone, we would change automatically, right? So if someone wants to change a boundary, our instant thought is we've been doing something they don't like, and we get defensive about that because we wouldn't want to do something they don't like. So quite often you will get a negative response. And also, on the other end of the scale, you might get a negative response or a dismissive response to wanting to change your boundaries because the other person likes the way it was and wants it to stay that way. And some people will try very hard to make it so you don't change because actually they're better off if you don't change. And we all know people in our lives or people that we've been around in the past that have a real vested interest in us doing what they want and actually trying to find a different way to do that and be strong enough to do that can be really hard, but it can be the best gift you can give yourself is actually standing up and saying, no, it's going to be this. I'm going to do this now. This is how it's going to work. And that being said, like, it is a lot about compromise and it is a lot about negotiation and working out how to make things work. So it could be, actually, I don't want to have the Christmas party at my house. But they're like, but you always make the absolute best meals. It's like, well, I'm quite happy to cook this part and bring it to someone else's house, but I'm not going to do the house myself. And it's like working in, how do we make it work? Right? Because a lot of times people don't change because they don't realize there is any need to change. And that whole thing about the way it's always been doesn't necessarily mean it's a good idea to keep going that way. I mean, if everyone checks in and goes, hey, we normally do this thing, do we want to keep doing this thing? And if everyone says, yeah, let's do this thing, I like it, that's great, I'm really happy, then of course, don't change. You don't have to change just because it's the way it's always been, but you also don't have to stay the same just because it's the way it's always been. And one of the things I come across all the time in my work and supporting people is they're like, I don't know how to change it. Like, I don't even know where to start. And sometimes it's because it's those scary, sticky, uncomfortable, nerve-wracking, just not nice conversations we have to have with someone where we say, hey, this is the way it's been, and I now want to do it differently. Because our brains give us lots of what-if scenarios, right? Yeah, but what if they ask why and we have to justify it? And what if we tell them the reason why and they don't believe us? Or what if they say that that's not a good enough reason, they're going to keep doing the same thing? Or what if they tell us just to get over ourselves and just be happy? Or what if, right? There's a whole bunch of what ifs. And especially if you experience anxiety, there's going to be a whole bunch of those going on, right? And it's really important to work out, like, what is your thought process around your boundaries? Like, have you actually recognized what your boundaries are? Have you recognized what the boundaries you have, how they affect you and affect those around you? Or the boundaries you have, what that has other people doing, saying or doing around or to you, and then how that affects you? Because if you actually, when you first meet someone, you don't tell them, actually, don't ring me after 9 o'clock at night or before 7 a.m. I will not answer the phone. My phone is on silent. I do not take phone calls at that time unless someone is dead, right? And if you set that boundary, then you're probably fine. If you don't set that because you don't think anyone's going to need those exact conversation kind of points, and someone keeps ringing you at 3 a.m. and you keep answering the phone, they're going to think that's how it works and that that's okay. And that's a boundary. That's a boundary that you set unspoken because you actually just do it. So it's about you going, hey, no, actually, that wasn't right. I can't do that anymore. And sometimes you don't need to give explanation. And sometimes it's easier if you do. And for some people, they won't get it unless you give some form of reasoning. But at the same time, and as a general, you shouldn't have to explain yourself. You could just say, this is what's it was, this is what I want it to be, can we walk towards that? And really get that it could take time for people to get it and to keep sticking to it, especially if it's been a long run boundary. Like, if say you've always had Christmas dinner at your house for the last 5 or 10 years, people are going to automatically assume that's where it is because that is what they know. It's the same thing of if they change a speed limit going down a street. My speed limit in my street used to be 50 k's an hour. They've changed it to 40. every now and then, even though it's been 40 for the last year, my brain will stop. I'll come around the corner. I'm like, oh, no, no, you have to slow down as soon as I see the sign. But I don't naturally slow down to it because my brain has had so many years of going 50 down that street. It's the same thing with behavior when we're interacting with others. Sometimes we get stuck in the, oh, well, this is how we always are. Oh, no, that's right. We changed it. And it just takes a bit of practice and a bit of time. But what I'm going to do now is I'm going to play us a set of support lines so that for any stage where you're going through this whole process of trying to change your boundaries with other people, or even with yourself, I guess, and you need someone to talk over with and say, hey, this is the upset that's going on. This is the thing that's not working. Or maybe it's just Christmas time in general is really stressful. These are some support lines, people that you can talk to, hopefully reach out and ask for some help. So the first support line that I want to give you is 1737. Now, that's pretty much what it's called, so need to talk, 1737. It's a free call or text service, and it's available 24/7, so 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So you'll get to talk or text with a trained counsellor, and their service is completely free. So if you're feeling anxious or run down, depressed, needing to talk to someone, give them a call or give them a text, 1737. The next number I want to give you is the Crisis Assessment Team, or CAT team, and their number is 0800 50 50 50. So that's assistance for people who are in crisis in the Waikato DHB region. So they're a crisis assessment team, they're part of the community mental health, so they are kind of like right up there with when things are going really, really wrong. It's very urgent care is needed around mental health. So that number again is 0800 50 50 50. The next number I want to give you is Lifeline. So Lifeline is an amazing service. It's a 24-hour telephone support service available for anyone needing emotional support. So 24/7, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Now their number is 0800 543 354. And they have trained counsellors and just amazing people that you can have a talk to no matter what time of day it is. The next number I want to give you is the Depression Helpline. Now, the Depression Helpline is related to depression.org.nz. You may have seen some of their ads around, like the with John Kirwan. They have a whole lot of videos on the online service, but this is the phone line service. So Depression Helpline, 0800 111 757. Now, they're the other, if you just have someone, you need someone safe to talk to, they're available from 8 a.m. in the morning to midnight. And they're a really great service, just someone calm and like gentle to talk to about whatever's going on for you. Now, the next number I've got for you is not a mental health support line. It's actually the health line. So it's health information service for all the family, and it's staffed by registered nurses who will give information and advice. I have used this line. It's for general health, medical health, physical health, and it's really amazing because sometimes when things are going wrong with your body, you don't know what's happening. You're not sure if we need to go the ambulance route or you need to go to the hospital. They're trained nurses, so they will actually ask you a bunch of questions. You can answer them, and they'll let you know what you need to do, and it's a huge relief. So the Healthline number is 0800 611 116, and that's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The next number I want to give you is the Suicide Prevention Helpline. Now, this is support, information and resources to people who are at risk of suicide and or the family of family or whānau and friends supporting them. Now, it's available from midday to midnight and their number is 0508 Tautoko, which is 0508-828-865. Now, the next number I want to give you is the Shine Confidential Helpline. And the Shine Confidential Helpline specialises in domestic violence to help keep people safe from abuse. So their number is 0508 744 633. And the last number that I want to give you is I want to give you the Outline. Now this is a Gay and Lesbian Outline New Zealand. So it's support for people, gay and lesbian people, who want to have someone to talk to about whatever's going on around that, because quite often we need a bit of extra support, and when you're not getting that support, that can definitely lead to mental health stuff. So this is a really great line. So the Outline, their number is 0800 688 6-3. Well, unfortunately, that's all the time I have for today. So hopefully that talk about boundaries and expectations around Christmas has been helpful. And I'm hoping that you kind of get some time to like think about kind of what do you want Christmas to look like for you this year? And you can set some boundaries and expectations in place that make things go really well. But from us all here, take care.
At Progress to Health, we provide a range of support for those who have experienced mental illness. People who have dealt with mental illness and associated disabilities are supported holistically to maximise their potential. We want to empower your journey to recovery. Check out our website, www.progresstohealth.org.nz, or call us free on 0800 77 57 57.
For more episodes of this Community Access Radio show, please visit freefm.org.nz. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this podcast possible by funding the Access Internet Radio Project.